You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Israel 5786, 2025. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Vayeshev. And our Parsha has the story of Yosef and his brothers. Yosef is the beloved child of Yaakov Avinu, of Jacob. And he's given a coat of many colors. Brothers are jealous. First they want to kill him. In the end they sell him into slavery. So it's really the beginning of the saga of the Jewish people's descent to Egypt. They're going down to Mitzrayim, and it was something that was decreed upon them. Avram Avinu received this prophecy about the fact that his kids are going to end up down in a land, strangers in a strange land. And they have to go through this entire difficulty. Eventually, they're going to leave Egypt. They're going to receive the Torah. Spend 40 years in the wilderness before they enter the land of Israel. And all of this history, all of this story is beginning here. It's beginning now in our parsha with Yosef being sent down to Egypt. I'd like to share with you the Medrash that speaks about, gives us kind of a bigger picture. And it tells us about the relationship of the Jewish people with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between us and God. And it brings a pasuk in Hosea. I'd like to read to you the pasuk in Hosea, but give you a little context. Back up a few psukim to the beginning of the chapter in Hosea, Hosea chapter 11. Pasuk says like this, and we're going to see, focus in over here, because we're going to learn together the psukim that the Medrash is going to bring in order to explain the story of Yosef, but not just the story of Yosef, the story of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinar Yisrael v'oyhaveu. Hashem is speaking about the people of Israel. And he says that when the Jewish people were young, when they were a nar, when they were a child, Hashem loved us. Or Hashem loves us even when we're not a child, you know, but He's loved us since we're children. And Hashem says, I called to my son from Egypt. And we need to understand that Hosea is speaking in a time when the Jewish people were not so strong in their relationship with Hashem. They had turned away from Hashem, they had served idols, and Hosea was giving them instruction, he was giving them Musar, he was giving them rebuke for their behavior. And Hashem says, through his prophet, he says, I love you, Klal Yisrael. I love you, O Jewish people. Going back to the days of your youth, when you were there in Egypt, when you were enslaved in Egypt. Karu lahem, kein holchu mipneim, laba'olim yizabechu labsim yakaterun. The pasuk says that although I love you, and I am somebody who calls to you, and I want you to know that I'm the one who's doing for you and taking care of you, but the Jewish people turned to the idols. And it's a little bit hard to understand the concept of idolatry because we don't live in that kind of culture, but we can understand that there are things that human beings would turn to that were more tangible, something that a person can see, right? It's easier to see that my boss is the one giving me the money. To think that he's really a shliach, a messenger of Hashem, he's the one that's just the vessel through which Hashem sends what I need, that's harder to think about. And in a similar way, they had idols, they had some kind of physical representation of spiritual truths that they would turn to instead of turning to Hashem. So Hashem says, I'm the one calling to you, but you're calling out to false gods. Anochi tirgalti l'Ephraim, kocham al zrei Yosef. I'm the one who took care of Ephraim. Ephraim is a reference to the northern kingdom of the Jewish people, which often was idolatrous, unfortunately. And Hashem says, I don't know who's taking care of them, but they place on their shoulders, which means to say, they bring with them these idols. L'yodu kirifasim. They don't realize that, or they're not bringing to their awareness that I'm the one who is curing them. So they would have a sickness, they would turn to their idol, or they would place the idol in their pocket, whatever it was, and they would feel like they were cured because of the idol. But Hashem says, I'm the one that's curing you. Now, what is the result of turning away from Hashem? What is the result of getting caught up in a false god, whether the false god is the money that we think that we are the ones who know how to earn, or that our boss is providing for us, whether it's a false god of an idol that we think is curing us. So Hashem says, look, I want to get you back. Hashem says, I'm going to take ropes, and I'm going to pull you with human ropes. We'll see what these human ropes are. This is really the center of what we're talking about. With chains of love. Hashem will use, that's what we're going to see, Hashem will use our enemies to pull us back to Him, to wake us up from our mistakes. We think the boss is the one giving me the money. The boss is going to get angry at me. He's going to take away my paycheck. So I remember that He's not the one. He's not the source. Says the pasuk, and this is our pasuk that we're going to see in the Medrash. Hashem says, I'm going to be somebody for them who lifts upon them a yoke. And understand that a yoke is something that it's true that it's something that you have to carry. And it's something that you have to pull a burden with. A yoke is something that's meant for an animal to be able to pull a burden. But it's something that makes the burden easier to pull, because it distributes the difficulty equally over the animal's back. And in a similar way, Hashem pulls this yoke upon us. And va'atel of oichil, that Hashem provides for us what we need, our food. Hashem is the one who is giving to us, providing for us. And He does it in a way, ultimately, that we can see that it's Him. And one last pasuk, I'll read it after our pasuk, which is the center of our conversation. But lo yoshuv el eretz Mitzrayim v'asher hu malka kimenu lo shuv. Pasuk says that Am Yisrael at the time was involved with the different powers, the superpowers of the time. Today the superpower is America. Superpower maybe is Russia. The ones who have the power, the nation, the UN, I don't know who has the power, but it's the nature of a human being, it's the nature even of a nation, to depend on someone else who has more power to protect them or to make an alliance with. And the Jewish people at the time had made an alliance with Ashur. And they were having trouble with Ashur, Assyria, they had to deal with Mitzrayim, with Egypt. They were trying to find their place between the balance of powers at the time, just very similar to what's going on today for the people of Israel. But Hashem is saying, you make a mistake when you're dealing with all the superpowers. You think that they're the ones who provide you with security. You think they're the ones who are going to help you to maintain security. Sounds very much like today. But understand, I'm the one who is the ultimate source of your security. I'm the one who gives you the food. I'm the one who's taking care of you. I'm the one that's curing you. Now, let's look together at the Medrash and bring it back to the story of Yosef and of Am Yisrael's going down to Mitzrayim. Pasuk says, Yosef hurad Mitzrayim. Chapter 39, verse 1, it says, Joseph was brought down to Egypt, right? He was sold by his brothers, became a slave, he ended up in Potiphar's house. He had the difficulty with Potiphar's wife, he ends up in jail. But where does it all start? It all starts with him being brought down to Egypt. Now the Medrash brings the pasuk that we were reading in Hosea, and as is the way of the Medrash, before getting to our particular story, which is about Yosef, the Medrash starts off talking about another place where that same pasuk applies in a parallel way. Pasuk says, Hashem will draw us to Him with ropes of human beings. Eli Yisrael. This is a reference to the fact that Hashem draws Am Yisrael to Him. How do we know? Because the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, "Mashcheni acharecha narutza." Please, Hashem, the Jewish people say to Hashem, "Draw us after You, so we will run after You." So Hashem draws us. We see that the word drawing, pulling, is something that's done in the relationship between Hashem and us. And how do we know? Ba'avoy says, Ahava, what is the concept of chains of love? It It's also a reference to the fact that Hashem uses chains because of his love for us. He enslaves us, let's say, to Egypt, as we're going to see, or Yosef is enslaved to in the dungeons of Egypt. What's the concept? It comes out of Hashem's love. It comes out of Hashem's love. Hashem loves us, the Pasuk says in Malachi. I have loved you, Hashem says. Ahavti eschem. Pasuk says in Hosea that we read together, we're going to darshan it, ve'eyeh lahem kimerime ol. So I place the yoke on their back. That's what we said. What's that a reference to? The Midrash says, Shiramamti tzarem aleim. I allowed the enemies of the Jewish people to climb up on their backs, so to speak. I allowed the enemies of the Jewish people to have power over them. Kokach lama alechaye lechehem. The reason that this happened, why is it that the Jewish people experience, why do we have to have an October 7th happen? Why do we have to have an Inquisition happen? Why do we have to have the challenges and difficulties that occur throughout Jewish history? Why is there anti-Semitism? The Medrash teaches us that it's a result of a mistake that we make with our mouth. There's a mistake that we make, alecheim. Alechi is a cheek, but it's referring to the whole structure of the face, which involves the movement of the mouth. And what is really, if we think about it, what is speech and what is the movement of the mouth representative of? A person has their inner thoughts, their inner contemplations, their inner thought life, their inner being. I want to communicate to you. I want to teach you something, or I want to share with you something. So the words that I say have an impact on the world around me, but they also bring a full expression to something, to some thought, to some inner way that I am being. So when I speak and when I say something, so that expresses something that's going on inside of me, and it's the completion of what's going on inside of me. Says the Midrash, why did the Jewish people, why did our oppressors get power over us? Midrash says, because it's because of something that's to do with our cheeks, something, the words that came out of their mouth. They said, in reference to the golden calf, they said, this is your God, O Jewish people, who has taken you out of Egypt. So there was a mistake the Jewish people made. And this mistake was something that was not just expressed, it wasn't just like a momentary expression, but it was something that had gone on in their minds. It was something that was at the root of how they experienced and felt about reality. And I would say, when the Jewish people said about the golden calf, this is your God who took you out of Egypt, you know, and it goes back to the essence of what we were speaking about earlier with an idol. What is an idol? It's something that's more tangible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, He has a certain way of being with the world. He hides Himself. He wants us to look for Him. He wants us to find Him. But it opens up the possibility for a mistake. Then instead of finding Him, we grab onto something else, which is more tangible, which is easier to see, to look at. Sometimes it's an idol, a golden calf. That's what happened with the Jewish people. That was the mistake. They said, this is the God who took you out of Egypt. It's an incredible mistake. But it's not so incredible. Think about it. How often do we make the same mistake? We've talked about this many times in the Be Talking podcast. We make this mistake where we think that it's us. It's my work. It's my commitment. It's my talent. It's my boss. That's creating the possibility for me to have my sustenance. And that mistake manifests, it expresses itself in what we say. In what we say and how we talk about Parnassa, what is it that made me successful? How did I accomplish this? When we talk about things in that way, we're expressing what's going on inside of ourselves, and that's a false god. And that invites, Hashem reacts, so to speak, with, I want you to know that it's really me. Let me wake you up. And the enemies are aroused against us. When we're complacent and we think that we're okay as we are, even if we believe that we're in charge and we're kind of disconnecting from Hashem. And it's not a coincidence that over the time of the war of the last 2 years, the Prime Minister of Israel kept saying, Bezrat Hashem, with God's help. During the Iran war, he used the word Siyata Deshmaya, the help of heaven. And the mistakes that we made can cause our enemies to have power. But the purpose of that, it's really coming from Hashem's love. It's a difficult concept to understand, but it's also something that we see all the time. The challenge, the difficulty, is what brings out something inside of us that reconnects us to the fact that it's Hashem who's doing it. It wakes us up. It wakes us up. Look at all the stories coming out of the hostages returning with a belief in Hashem. The entire country of Israel waking up to the importance of having some kind of connection to Yiddishkeit, to Judaism, to God. And what's the end? V'soif v'at elav oichel. V'at is with a test, not with a tough. V'at elav oichel means Hashem turned and brought us food, brought us sustenance. So what happens is it's a cycle here that's going on. It's a mountain. I don't know what the right word is. We have this turning away from Hashem, believing that it's us, thinking that the idol is doing it, thinking that we're doing it. The difficulty comes, the challenge arises, the enemy gets power, we wake up, and in the end we turn back to Hashem. And the result is that Hashem shows that He's the one providing for us. And Animata le machilas harbi, pieces bar ba'aretz. The Jewish people have the food that they need, whether it's the man in the midbar, the miraculous manna that they ate in the wilderness, or whether it's when they get into Eretz Yisrael and they have all of their needs provided for in a miraculous manner as well. Every 6 years, triple crops so that they can keep Shemitah, let the land lie fallow. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows in the end, when we go through the cycle and we wake up to the reality, we're back in relationship, and it becomes clear, all along, it was Hashem, but there's an outpouring of abundance at the end of this process. Now, that beautiful tahalich, that's really the word I'm looking for, tahalich is a process, that beautiful process that we go through, starting off separated, starting off making mistakes about our relationship with Hashem, misconstruing who it is that's providing for us, that beginning which leads to the difficulty which then unravels and opens up our hearts to receive the fact that it's Hashem who's taking care of us, that also parallels what happened with Yosef. We're going to again go through the Pasuk in Hosea, which we started with. With the Chavle Adam, Emshechem, with the ropes, with the human ropes, I will pull them. Say Yosef. This is a reference to Yosef. Vayimshechu, vayalu es Yosef min abor. They threw down ropes and they pulled Yosef out of the pit that they had thrown him in. So he was pulled out and human beings were doing something to him which seemed negative. It was negative in the moment. They were providing him, they were pulling him out and making him into a slave, selling him into slavery. But he was pulled through human beings in what seemed to be negative. And it was the result, the chains were a result of love. What's the love? Yisrael Ahavis Yosef Mikol Banov. You know, it's very interesting if we think about it. Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef the most of his sons. Now, often, Chazal say that if you want to know if a person is Ahuv, a person is beloved in heaven, so you can see it if he's Ahuv ala Briya. So people, if the person has a certain chain, people like this person, so you can know that in heaven, Kadosh Baruch Hu likes this person as well. And if Yisrael was the embodiment of the Jewish people, Yaakov Avinu, Jacob, if he had a special love for Yosef, we can be assured that there was a specialness that he had from Hashem himself, as it were. Yaakov Avinu's face is etched on the Kisei HaKavod, on the throne of God's glory. So the things that he did certainly were a manifestation of stuff that's going on in a higher realm. So there was a love for Yosef that Yaakov had, and it really means that Hashem loved him as well. Mefarshim say that the love caused that he would be chained because the brothers were jealous of it. But on a deeper level, there was a love of Hashem for him. And there was something in Yosef that was needing fixing. There was something in him that was disconnected. Disconnected from Hashem, but really disconnected from his ultimate purpose, because Yosef is supposed to be the leader of his brothers. He's supposed to be the one who guides his brothers. He's going to be the king. He's going to rule over them. But there's something missing in his approach to them. Now, what happens to him? As it was in the times of the Jewish people, they had to undergo difficulties. Their enemies had to have power over them because of a mistake that they made. It was true with Yosef as well. His enemies had power over him. What's that? Shermamti Saravalov Vezazozoishus Potiphar. Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him, tries to get him to lie with her. And she's not successful, but he ends up in jail because of her. She sends him to jail for refusing. And he's stuck in jail for 12 years. 12 years he languishes in jail. So it seems like his oppressors have power over him. But there was something with his cheeks. There was something with his speech that caused this problem. It's because he brought a negative report of his brothers to his father. Which means to say that instead of looking for the good, perhaps guiding them by being a good example to them, whatever it is, that's the right way of being a leader over his brothers, he brought a negative report about his brothers to his father. He tried to help them, maybe, but he did it in the wrong way. His approach was wrong. It was negative. That's not the way to be a leader. It just created more animosity between him and his brothers. If he's supposed to be the leader of his brother, he has to have a relationship of love with his brothers. But that negative type of speech was what caused that he should end up down in Egypt. So you have a process again with Yosef. Yosef, Hashem loves him. Yosef, Hashem wants him to be the leader of his brothers. Yaakov wants him to be the leader of his brothers. He's having dreams about leadership. But Yosef is not in the proper state of connection to his brothers. Yosef is missing something in his relationship with them. And what is the result of that? The result is that he ends up being hounded by his enemies. He ends up being oppressed by his enemies. He ends up in jail. And this process he goes through until ultimately, what does he say when he comes out of the boar, when he comes out of the pit of Egypt, when he comes out of jail? He says, "Biladai ha'alekim yaneh shlom paro." Through it all, the thing that he learns is that it's not him. It's not him. If he's going to be a leader, it's not going to be about him being the leader. It's going to be about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem manifesting through him as leader. It's going to be about Hashem. That's it. It's just going to be that he is somehow reflecting the light of Hashem into the world, into his brothers. V'soif, v'yate lavoichil, achilas harbe. Medrash ends off and says that, what is the end of the whole story? The end of the story is that there's a providing for all of the sustenance, all of the needs, the food of the Jewish people. Yosef HaTzadik, what is the end of his story? He ends up being in charge of all of the food in Egypt. His brothers end up coming to him to ask him for food, to be sustained. Ultimately, Yaakov and his sons and all of the members of the Jewish people come down to Egypt together in order to be sustained, and they are sustained. Everything that they need is provided for. So, it's very interesting. So the Jewish people have this kind of process that they go through, a sense of separation, a sense of challenge, and then a reconnection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yosef as well has the same exact type of situation. And it's really incredible. It's a beautiful thing. The process, we all see it in our lives, but it's something that we know to be true. And it's something that we experience ourselves. And so really the message is, and the lesson here is, that each and every one of us goes through this process. And this is what life looks like. We live a life, and we disconnect, we forget, we don't realize that who's the one that's providing for us and taking care of us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make the mistake, and in making the mistake, we fall away from Him, and we kind of invite, heaven forbid, a challenge or a difficulty. And our challenge in that moment is to recognize that that's why. Why is it happening? It's because Hashem loves us. It's because Hashem wants us to reconnect to Him. It's because Hashem wants us to recognize that He is really the source of all of our needs. And that takes a certain humility. It takes a burning off of the ego. It takes getting rid of our sense of self. I want to do it myself. I had a conversation not long ago with a friend, and we're talking about the concept of bitachon, of trusting in Hashem, of Hashem wants us to do stuff ourselves. Hashem wants us to do hishtatlus. Hashem wants us to put in efforts. And I shared with him a similar thought to what we're talking about. That no, maybe it's that Hashem wants us to learn that it's really Him doing it. There's a Yosef, and Yosef represents the concept of hishtadlus, of doing things, of putting in efforts, but really, Yosef also represents a different concept of learning that it's not me, of learning that it's not my efforts. And it's not just that Hashem wants me to feel part of it, that's true. Hashem wants me to feel part of it. Hashem wants me to feel part of my accomplishments, part of receiving what I'm going to receive. But ultimately, the deepest type of perception, the deepest type of understanding, which is the real truth, is that I can never really earn my keep, so to speak, in this world. It's always really Hashem who's doing it. Even if I'm doing it, I'm moving my hand. Excuse me. I'm moving my hand, but who's giving me the power to move my hand? I'm speaking, but who's giving me the power to speak? I'm sharing with you a thought. It's being expressed through my mouth. But who's giving me the power of the thought? Who is planting this idea, the inspiration in my head? Who's showing me the safer that's going to teach me this lesson? Who's giving me the insight to understand what's going on here? That's the deepest thing. The deepest level is knowing that it's not me. Knowing that if I have parnasa, if I have livelihood, if I have sustenance, it's not me. And Hashem shows us this. Hashem teaches us this, especially when our efforts fail. That's when we see it the most. I want to ask you, I bless you, and I want to ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to see and to understand and to feel and to realize that He's in charge of our lives. Hashem should help us that if we do have to be challenged, we do have to have difficulties in our lives, that they shouldn't be so heavy. They should be distributed like an awl, like a yoke distributes the weight. We should have a lightness even in the challenges. Hashem should help us that as we go through these challenges, as we go through the processes of growing in our relationship with Him, we get a deeper level of understanding of truth. We get to a place where we don't really need so many challenges. And we're just constantly living with the awareness of Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.